Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We're talking about a very serious problem here for all Americans because many Americans don't understand the Bush crime family who heads up this government today and its criminal cronies are going to start the universal draft where they're going to draft your girls and boys. They're going to get it done because they have to go into the rest of the Middle East and take over these nations and set up these puppet governments like they have in Afghanistan and Iraq. Syria and Iran is next, and we're going to have a lot of disabled American veterans because we don't know what's going on. We think we're fighting terrorism. We're over there to bring democracy to those wonderful Arabs and all the different reasons we're given why we're losing our brothers and sisters' lives over there and becoming disabled. So we need to talk about this issue, and we need to get involved. I hope you'll get a pencil and paper as we bring on our dear brother, veteran, Arthur Burnclough. Arthur, welcome, and thank you for coming back with us tonight.
Thank you very much for having me here, Jack, and it's a privilege to be on with you. And you just said a mouthful about the draft.
Yeah.
They are threatening, but the draft could work out very well for America. It could.
Yeah, you know, I understand.
I'm kind of in favor of the draft for one reason.
Uh-huh.
I think that once we put a draft in, the mothers and fathers of this country are going to put their foot down on the whole thing and say, not my kids. You're not taking my kids. There's going to be riots. There's going to be, if you think, hell no, we won't go in Vietnam or something, wait till you see what these kids.
Well, I sure hope so, Arthur. I just hope they don't precede it with a horrendous death of, you know, a suitcase nuke or something like that, that they're prone to coming in with something draconian like this after something like that, because I'm afraid the majority of the American people, if we lose 100,000 or 500,000 Americans, will offer up their children to the government to go kill all those Arabs out there.
Well, I'm more afraid of our government creating a situation here and our
right.
government doing the damage and not the Arabs. I'm more afraid of our government than I am of the Arabs right now.
Well, Brother Arthur, you are an intelligent man because you've seen through all the baloney. That's the same thing we feel here at our police military associations. We see too many connections to the Oklahoma City bombing, to the First World Trade Center bombing, which we know the FBI was involved in. We have the proof of that. And also all the special bits of information and facts we have about the World Trade Center bombing the second time in the Pentagon. So you're right. I think that we could have another event like Henry Kissinger talked about years ago, needing something like another Pearl Harbor here to push these things. And so, but brother, I think you're right, and I would love to see them try to put in the draft before they do some horrendous terrorism attack on America, you know.
Well, Jack,
because then I think you're right. The people would stand up and confront the government and say, heck no, we ain't going to go.
Well, I had spoken to McVeigh's counsel, Stephen Jones.
Yeah.
And very little was written about McVeigh suffering from the Gulf syndrome, but he was being treated, and McVeigh was one of the people who was who were being treated out by Dr. Nicholson on the West Coast. And it so happens to be there was a Veterans Administration on the sixth floor of that building that was taken down.
I see.
And it's one theory that that building might have been taken down because of the Veterans Administration being there, that maybe they were after the Veterans Administration and ended up taking down the whole building. This is one theory that I keep hearing.
Yeah. Well, whoever did it, they allowed, according to Brigadier General friend of ours, what was his name that did the investigation on that Oklahoma City?
Wilson?
No.
Oh.
Ben Parton.
Okay.
He was a brigadier general that was in charge of our bombing and explosive technology.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And he said that somebody had to be in there for literally hours to wrap those columns underneath.
Setting those charges, yeah.
So in a federal building, of which I visited many, many times in Phoenix as a police officer, they're fairly secure, and I can't believe that somebody would not know guys in the basement and other places wrapping this stuff around these columns for hours.
Yeah, where was the security?
Without permission and cover to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting.
It is. I don't know if the truth is ever going to come out about that.
I don't know either, but we'll keep pushing for it, brother, because that's our obligation.
Well, tonight I'm going to talk about something here, Jack. If that's okay with you, I'm going to talk about our courts and the veterans.
Okay, please do. Yeah.
And I'm going to say again where I always say, where is the American Legion? Where is the VFW? Where is the DAV? Where's the Marine Corps League? Where is the Military Order of the Purple Heart?
They've been taken over, brother.
Right? You bet.
Yeah.
You bet they have. Now, I believe that America's courts are at war with veterans. Now, court after court has ignored the law, and they've misused their power to steal. I mean, actually steal benefits from veterans. Divorce courts. State divorce courts are ignoring the law and giving veterans disability benefits to spouses, most of whom are fully able to work in divorce settlements. Now, this is in direct violation of the law, because a disability benefit from the Veterans Administration cannot be detached.
That's right.
And they're doing it. The courts
incredible.
Are doing it.
I didn't know that.
Well,
so they're just ignoring the law. They're a law upon they're above the law, you might say.
Yeah, it's happening in almost every state now. And we've got veterans running from one state to another to get away from the courts.
Yeah.
And the federal courts have ignored the fraud by the military and stolen medical benefits from veterans, benefits they were promised and earned by 20 or 30 years or more of military service. And I'm talking about the decision in the end of 2002 where our federal court decided that veterans' lifetime health care was going to be stripped from the veterans, and they did it with one court, not veterans, but military retirees. They stripped lifetime health care, and they said, if you want lifetime health care, go on Medicaid. This is what they told people who served 20 and 30 years in the military, and they served as a promise. This incentive of lifetime health care was a promise to get people to keep reenlisting.
Yes.
And one court decision.
Was that done by a court? Was that done by one judge that did that?
No, it was done by nine judges.
Oh, okay, the Ninth Circuit.
Five to four.
Okay, one of the circuit courts.
Yeah, and they protested it. I know I was with a group of veterans that marched in Washington on this to protest it.
Yeah.
We went down to the Supreme Court. We tried to, Colonel Day tried to put it in front of the Supreme Court, and I had told Colonel Day back at that time, the Supreme Court is going to refuse you a writ of certiorari. They will not even hear the case, and I was right about it. They refused to hear the case.
That's what they do. You know, what we found in law enforcement, Arthur, is that if you are a lawyer, and you start off being a lawyer, a defense attorney, or criminal attorney, whatever, or a prosecutor, and you prove that you're willing to shoot your mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'd fall, you are in place to get a judgeship because they like these guys that will do what they're told to do and promote them up through the judgeship.
Yeah.
And the more evil and cold-hearted you are, Arthur, the
right
higher up
that.
You'll get.
Very right,
Jack. Because if you're willing to do anything you're told to do, you get those positions. And so it sounds like they're using these judges on our veterans out there.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing, Jack. What I've been doing is when we're lucky enough to get a veteran into a real court, what I call a real court is federal district court, closest to the veteran's home. That's where most of these cases belong, not in these VA kangaroo courts.
Right.
But if they're lucky enough to get their case into a real court, when they find out who the judge is, who is assigned, I tell all these veterans and I tell their attorneys, and most of the time they don't listen to me because I'm not an attorney and I don't know as much as an attorney, so they say. So most of the time they won't listen to me, but I do tell them one thing. If that judge has at any time worked for the Justice Department, I don't care what capacity, if they have worked for the Justice Department at all, any time in their career, demand the judge's recusal.
Yeah.
Because on any decision coming out against the federal government, any decision, they will show deference to the federal government against the litigant. There's no
That's
two
the
ways
way
it about
happens.
It.
That's the way that happens. That's their old homeboys.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. And that's what we tell the people that are electing sheriffs in the counties today. Federal government likes to promote, they get rid of these DEA agents that's been in there 35 years or FBI agents that's been there 40 years.
Oh, you bet.
And they run them for sheriff. And guess what? They no longer serve the people that elected them. They're actually federal agents in the sheriff's office. So it sounds like they're doing the same thing with the judges.
They sure are. In fact, I was up in court myself many years ago, and I had a fellow representing me who was a law professor.
Yeah.
And I had suggested to him at that time, we had a female judge, and I found out that she was a prosecutor at one time for the Attorney General's office for the Justice Department, and I suggested he have her recused.
Yeah.
And he says, nonsense, she's a woman. She'll be more liberal.
But still they're a part of the gang mentality of Justice Department or something.
You'll be interested when we come back after the break to hear what happened on this.
Okay, I'd like to hear, brother. Okay, hang on here.
It's an unusual story.
Okay, well, folks, hang on. We'll be back with our dear brother and just a great American hero to us here.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife the Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Burnclaw, you're on your own, and leaves. At that point, I look up at her and I said, Your Honor, may I have a continuance for 2 hours? And she says, okay, but 2 hours is all you're getting. I went down to the pro se clerk and I said, I'd like to file RICO charges against the Veterans Administration, the United States of America, my three congressmen who I call Mr. Duck, Dodge, and Hyde, my two senators, Senator Moynihan and Senator D'Amato, and let's throw in the American Legion and Disabled American Veterans.
Okay, I like it. Yeah.
And it took me about 2 hours to fill out all the papers, and I come upstairs, and Assistant Attorney General comes over to me. He says, hey, don't sweat it. You just won your case. I said, we didn't even start. He says, they're not going to take you on RICO. He says, well, there's a service organization involved. It's almost a sure conviction on RICO. And, you know, the pro se clerk down there didn't want to fill out the papers on RICO charges. He said, that's the government's own case against the mafia. And I said, are you kidding? The mafia is like a Sunday school next to these bums that I'm fighting.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the way I want it. Now, I don't suggest
good thinking, brother. Good thinking. You know, you got to have an ability what do they call that? Be creative. What's that word?
Exactly. Creative ability.
Yeah, creative ability when you work with these power brokers up there in black dresses, you know.
Now, I don't suggest people going in pro se like I did. I was forced to go in pro se when they got rid of my representative, but let's say I lucked out. Now, it's not something everybody can do, and it's not something that you're going to luck out every single time. I just happened to hit him at the right time and the right place.
Yeah.
But for most cases, veterans going into a federal court, unless they're represented by a good attorney, it turns out to be a tragedy because most of these people go in pro se and the court defecates on them.
Yeah.
It's not good at all, Jack. The court actually defecates on these people.
Yeah.
And the last time the Supreme Court did take the constitutional rights away from every person serving in the military, and it's called the Ferris Doctrine. You might have heard of that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Named after Lieutenant Rudolph Ferris, who was killed in a barracks fire in the Marines.
Yeah, that's really nice of them to make that after that brother.
Well, we got the Ferris
for him.
Well, we did get the Ferris Doctrine from the British, from our colonial days, and it's sort of a mindset that if you're in the military, you have no rights at all. They can do anything they want and get away with it. And this is carried over into civilian life with the Veterans Administration. Now, we ask a question. First of all, the Court of Appeals for Veterans, the Veterans Court. Now, this is as biased against veterans as much as Hitler was against Jews. And the judges in this Court of Appeals for Veterans have schemed and cheated whole classes of veterans, and I would say they've tortured many veterans more than the Viet Cong ever did. So why are America's courts so anti-American and anti-veteran? And it's very simple. The reason is for politics. For their own personal gain and to enhance their government employment and or to enhance themselves politically. The judges are helping the administration save money by knowingly and purposefully misusing their power to steal from America's veterans.
And if they do it very well, Arthur, they move up to a higher level of judgeship.
Oh, you bet. You bet. That's the name of the game.
That's it.
And the two-party system of Democrats and Republicans have sold out our government to the lobbyists and special interests, and they'll promise veterans anything, but behind closed doors they work to cheat us and to steal the benefits we earned as part of a scheme to keep spending down so there is more for them to steal. Now, what can we do? Okay. We can do something about it. Now, a lot of people choose to play the congressional game. I don't
Here's
play
the music
it.
Again. Hold on just a minute, okay. Arthur. This is a good time to break for the, let's see, bottom of the hour already, boy. Time's flying.
Hey, okay, it sure
folks,
is.
We'll be right back. Please get a pencil and paper. We need your help. Our veterans need your help. And you're going to be happy that you get involved in this because you're going to see members of your own family going into these wars. in the near future. So we'll be right back with Arthur Birnbaum.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, we're going right back to Arthur Birnbaum here. Arthur, you were right in the middle of making a statement. Go right ahead, please.
Okay, the statement is, what can we do? Now, we have to keep exposing the corruption by writing newspapers, calling in on radio shows, and uniting together, and maybe form a new veterans party. So far, we haven't done what we should have done. Now, we can continue to be victims, or we can say enough is enough and do our best not only to expose this massive corruption and to demand that the judges misusing their power to rob us one day, that are one day prosecuted, which is what we should do.
Yeah.
And we have to rise up and send the crooks in Washington home. And an independent veterans organization called Vets for Justice, they had written every judge on the Court of Appeals for Veterans, and none had the morals or guts to respond. On April 27, 2005, they sent a letter to each judge on the Court of Appeals for Veterans, fully explaining that they had investigated the numbers, and it was clear that the Veterans Court was fixing cases for the VA Office of General Counsel. They asked each judge to respond. At first, the Veterans Court had a legal assistant working for them contact this organization and offer to respond if we would post if they would post their response exactly as they wrote it. Now, the organization agreed, but the court backed down. The judges on this Court of Appeals for Veterans are nothing but yellow politicians living the good life off our tax dollars while betraying America's veterans and fixing cases for the government. And it should be noted that just about every judge on the Veterans Court have spent a good part of their lives making a good living off America's veterans. They are former VA general counsels, former leaders in the American Legion, a large political club that screws veterans, and former politicians and lawyers. And the judges on the Court of Appeals for Veterans and Jane Fonda have a lot in common. All have betrayed America, our government, as America's founders intended it to be, and America's veterans. Now, the guy that they just appointed as the head judge on that court, Donald Ivers, was general counsel for the VA for 6 years, and he's a man who testified in front of both houses of Congress that he believes that veterans' benefits are gratuities. They're nothing but gifts and gratuities. Now, try telling that to somebody who's lost a friend there or who's had arms and legs blown off in combat.
And they're coming home in great numbers today, right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is really something. And Donald Ivers was just made the head of this court, and making Donald Ivers the head of this court is the same thing as making Nero the fire chief in ancient Rome.
Yes.
The same damn thing.
Very
and
good.
America's military recruiting programs, they've long preyed off the poor, the minorities, and those they could deceive and take advantage of. And I remember during the Vietnam War, the ads told you how you could see the world and make good money appealing to the poor while the rich hid in college.
Right.
Now, we were told America would take care of us if we fell in battle, and what a joke. Of course, most of us remember the Colonel Day lawsuit that I just talked about, where they marched on Washington and went up to the Supreme Court, and this group was promised lifetime medical care for 20 years of military service. And it's a farce, the way they took this away. Now, rich Republican politicians like Tom DeLay, here's another guy that talks out of both sides of his mouth, Tom DeLay, the leader of Congress.
Oh, yeah.
He refused to serve during a war, saying he didn't want to take a good job from the blacks. He used his Republican influence to avoid service so blacks and the poor could have the good job of fighting and dying in Vietnam.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? He's so sweet.
Yeah, and history showed us that not one promise made to America's youth got us to get us to enlist has ever been kept.
Yeah.
And the Veterans Court continues to cover up wrongdoing by VA's general counsel. Now, evidence keeps mounting and proving that the judges on the Court of Veterans Court of Appeals are extreme right-wing zealots who believe that veterans should have no rights and believes there should be no veterans court and do not deserve benefits. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this court. Court was established in November of 1988. They have had 18 decisions go before this court. 18,000 decisions.
18,000, my goodness.
Yeah, since 1988, 18,000 decisions. We have a grand total of 169 veteran wins. Less than 1%.
Yeah.
And this is the court that they've given us. And since Congress deviously passed the Veterans Benefits Improvement Act of 1940, encompassing many of the outrageous statutes of the Economic Emergency Act of 1933, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Sure.
That Economic Emergency Act of 33 had been previously declared unconstitutional by a United States Supreme Court 5 or 6 years before. Now, America's veterans have been deprived of both the protection of the United States Constitution and the God-given right to have their grievances or claims heard in a fair and equitable legal form, a real Article III federal court closest to the veteran's home. And for many years, veterans have been victimized by an illegal quota of 4% on service-connected disability compensation claims.
Now, explain that. 4%, you mean that the government will only allow 4%?
To win.
To win.
To win.
And that's not known by the public, is it?
No, because they put out false figures at the VA that they allow 11 to 12 to 13% of the veterans to win. Now, here's the way they do it.
That's very low, brother. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculously low. But here's how they make 11 to 12 to 13% out of 4%. Yes. If a veteran is asking for 2, 3, 4, 5 things on their claim, and they grant one of them, they count that as being a full adjudication of the claim.
I see.
And that's how they pad it up. And I confronted a very high-up official in the New York Regional Office of the VA, guy who I was friendly with, who's retired now. And what he told me is, I said, hey, I know how you're doing it. This is what you do. I looked at the VACOL's records. I studied them for a month and a half in Washington, and I know what you're doing. And he says, well, that's VA creative mathematics. And this is what he told me. It's VA creative mathematics.
So they're given 4% wins. Only 4%, but they're making it look like 11 and 12%, which is also a ridiculously low amount. If I walk in, or can't walk in, but roll in a wheelchair, and I'm disabled, and they're up to their 4% quota, they're going to send me on down without any benefits. Is that right?
Oh, you bet they are. You bet they are. And the first time I went up before the Board of Veterans Appeals myself back in Washington, going back a number of years, I went up before them and I walked in, I kind of suspected something was going on here. So I came loaded that day for bear. I had Sidney Cooper, the legislative director of Veterans Due Process, sitting in and watching this. I had Marcy Coyle, a reporter for the National Law Journal, sitting in, and Benjamin Franklin from the New York Times, Washington edition of the New York Times. They were sitting in on my hearing.
I see.
And I walked in, and I take a look up, and I see three clowns sitting up on a dais 45 feet away. And I said to what's this all about? And the man who accompanied me was the assistant chairman of the board there, of the Board of Appeals. And he says, well, that's the Board of Veterans Appeals. And at that point, Jack, I lost it. I started yelling at these three guys up there. I said, wait a minute now. This is no court in the United States of America, and I'm no goddamn defendant either. You people are the defendants. I'm going after you for my claim. And I said, let's get this ridiculous hearing out of this room, and let's put it in the conference room where we can talk eyeball to eyeball. And the guy in the middle was wearing black robes. I said, and why don't you take off them black robes? You're not a judge. And they got very upset, but they moved it over to another room, a conference room where we could talk.
Yeah.
And before they moved it over there, I got strip searched out in the hall. I had three security guys strip searching me out in the hall, and as they're strip searching me, I said, "Hey, check under the armpits. I got plastique under there."
Yeah, plastique.
And one guard says, "He says this guy looks crazy enough to do it." He says, "No, no, he's putting you on. He's putting you on." Anyway, they walk away from me, and I said, "Hey, where are you guys going?" They said, "Well, we search you. You can go into the other room." I said, "You didn't check the heels of my boots. I got detonator caps. If I jump up and down, we all go."
Yeah.
So they took my boots apart. They had to bring them out to a shoemaker to put them together. They took my boots apart down there.
No kidding. So
I walk into the next conference room.
With no boots.
Anyway, I'm sitting there and I did blow up a paper bag underneath the tables to watch these three guys jump about 10 feet in the air, and I said, what would you guys do if this was for real? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
I was having lots of fun, and the end result of that is they took my 10% disability and increased it to 20%. And I was back there for another hearing 4 months later, still representing myself because I kicked the guy from the American Legion off my case.
Very good wisdom there. Good wisdom.
Oh, I threw him off because I had charged them with destroying papers in my file, cannibalizing my file, and the man from the American Legion, I had told him previously, they assigned him to my case. They said, we want you to win.
Yeah, sure.
A high-profile case, we want you to win. So I said, look, I can talk for myself. I don't need you talking for me, but you want to sit down and advise me on VA regulations and points of law on Title 38? Fine, but don't talk for me. I can talk for myself. Anyhow, people there who are judging this, they call them adjudicators, and they said, "What do you think happened to your records that you say are missing?" I said, "I know what happened to them. They're in the VA shredding machine. Anytime a veteran has any proof, they'll go into the VA shredding machine." And just then, this American Legion clown sitting next to me, Jack, jumps up and says, "Well, that's only your allegation, Mr. Burnclough." And I said to them, "Get this guy out of here before I throw him through the 10th floor window. I can't fight the American Legion and the DAV at the same and the VA at the same time." I had gotten rid of the DAV, and now I got rid of the American Legion.
Yeah.
But anyhow, with this court,
sad. Very sad, brother, that the veterans don't have any support unless we awaken the people out here.
Exactly. Now we've been victimized by an illegal quota of 4% on service-connected disability compensation claims, and by some of the most implausible decisions imaginable. You may ask, how can this take place in America to the one class of people who've been more responsible for the preservation of the United States Constitution and are now being deprived of its protection? How can Congress and the VA get away with it? And the answer is quite simple. And it's a combination of several contributing factors, Jack. Number one, take away the protection of that same U.S. Constitution and replace it with United States Code Title 38, depriving veterans of the legal right to dispute a bad VA decision in a real equity court in front of a real judge, or better yet, a jury.
And they can't even have an attorney, can they?
No, not at all. And USC Title 38, Section 511A, this is number two. At the same time, they deprive that veteran again and again, and at the same time force him over into using National Veteran Service Organization representatives instead of real attorneys that are needed for a complex case, and that is United States Code Title 38, Section 5904, which says you can't have an attorney until the Board of Veterans Appeals makes a final decision. So you got to go with one of these clowns representing you. Leading to number three, a clear conflict of interest, considering that the service organizations are raking in millions of dollars worth of VA freebies apiece each and every year. That's United States Code Title 38, Section 5902, which is called the gravy train statute. And, of course, number four, and this may be the most important of all, the cooperation of tainted congressional and Senate veterans affairs committees who are devoted to protecting the vested private interests and hidden legal turf of these same service organizations and the VA. Now, in 1988, the Seventh Circuit Federal Court, that was in Illinois, in Chicago, there was a decision made concerning a veteran, Stephen Marizon versus U.S., an on-bank decision by eight judges, which frightened the VA, Congress, and the service organizations, and fearing the coming of real judicial review of VA decisions, caused them into creating what they called this Veterans Court. Now, the inception of this court, which they created in the middle of the night, November 18th, 1988, called the Court of Veterans Appeals. It's now called the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. It's a slap in the face to every veteran who's ever served in the armed forces of the United States, and make no mistake about it, this court has one aim and one aim only: to derail the oncoming freight train of judicial review. To this effect, it served its purpose well. Since 1988, out of over 18,000 cases, only a paltry 169 definite clear-cut veteran wins.
Wow.
And there's nothing
that
real.
That is just treason against.
It is. Now, it's become the butt of many jokes. And, you know, everybody in Washington knows what this court is all about, and there's nothing real about this fraud of a court. They've blatantly insulted American jurisprudence and built a monument to the arrogance of Congress by snookering or pulling the wool over the eyes of the American people. And of all the shameful things that Congress has done to this country, this ranks as one of the worst. And
sure.
At one point, this court was even remanding instead of sending them back to the VA, over 71% of its cases back to Mother VA. The majority of them, with very few exceptions, were lost in the VA's and the cardboard court's tabulations records and never made it back to any court. And one of the most ridiculous things about this court, that it was created to be an appellate court, meaning it's supposed to be an appeals court from a lower court, and of course it is not. These cases have never been through a lower court, only through the VA, which is a renegade administrative agency, which regardless of what Congress claims, can never be construed as a court of any kind, turning this entire scenario into a fraud. And
what are we going to do, Arthur? What are we going to do? We've got to get this message out, my friend.
Well,
got to get it out. I've got to get some of your material and get
I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff together for you, Jack.
Military newsletter. I've got to get it in there.
I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff together for you, Jack. I'm putting some stuff together for you.
Yeah, we've got to get you out there, and we've got to get this in the American people's minds because our children are being raped and robbed in these wars for these very powerful internationalist financial blessings. They're being killed, they're being disabled, and then they're being raped again when they get home through the Veterans Administration. Hang on there, brother. We'll be right back.
You bet.
I'm mad. I'm ready to strangle something.
No, we're going to win.
I don't know what it's going to be, but I want to know what to do, Arthur.
We're
going to
win, Jack. We're going to we're going to take them out. We're going to take them out the right way.
Good. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Do to tear down this monstrosity that's destroying our veterans after they've already been destroyed in war. Arthur, what can we do, brother?
We've got to keep coming at them in court. We've got to get cases out of this phony court that the VA has and get them into real courts.
Right.
Unless we get the cases into real courts, we've got two chances in the veterans' courts, slim and none. Now, you know, immediately when they created this court, that's called the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, VA's general counsel clandestinely moved into the court's building right beneath the courtroom in order to access the court, which everyone in Washington seems to know. And if there's nothing illegal about this, it's certainly something unethical about it. The mail was delivered to the VA lawyers by a special messenger from the VA central office to the court building, and the court lawyers and the VA lawyers very often carpool together, have lunch together, and they tell veterans horror stories together. I mean, it's really cozy, and the only judicial review veterans will ever see in this cruel joke of a court is the very narrowest interpretation of judicial review. And the lack of a standard of human decency by the VA, it's well known by veterans and their families and survivors. We feel that the media of our nation has a duty to the American public to inform them and to publish the facts about the VA and the court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, the most important fact for the public to remember about the VA's court is it doesn't matter how much bona fide evidence is presented by the veteran. Their agenda is to back up the VA regulation and not back up the law or the facts, and their agenda is to deny. And a reading of most of their quasi-legal mumbo-jumbo decisions should convince anybody that this is not a real court by any stretch of the imagination. And is this the best we can do for America's veterans? The only thing we can do as veterans is to keep going to the media. It's the media that's going to hold Congress's feet to the fire. The worst thing to a congressman or a senator is for them to lose an election. And if we keep going to the media on this, I think we're going to win, because I think that's our only chance, is to publicize this and get the American people so angry that they're going to do something about it.
Okay, brother, how do people get a hold of you? We've got like 1 minute left.
Oh, I always keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm easy to reach.
Right.
My telephone number here is 631-474-4261, 631-474-4261. And if you want to write us, it's Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. He was LTD, Veterans for Constitutional War, LTD, and we're at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York. Zip code is 11777, and any questions asked, any letters, any telephone calls, all will be answered. We're not going to forget anybody. We want to hear if you're having a problem with the evil empire, and we want to see if there's a way that we could help each other take them out.
Well, brother, I'll tell you, you are just an absolute godsend, I'm telling you. I'm just so pleased you're there.
I wouldn't get anywhere without help from guys like you, Jack.
Yeah, well, you know, you're still upholding your oath and serving your country in a great way, brother.
We are.
We're honored to know you, and we're going to do everything we can to get you on interviews, and I'm going to publish some material if you'll send it to me in our...
Oh, I got a load of stuff that I'm getting together for you, Jack.
Newsletter.
You're gonna be very awed by some of this stuff that
great,
I sent you.
Great, brother. Well, we're gonna win this. God is in his heaven.
I know we are,
and we're here to take on the enemy. Thank
God
you,
bless
Arthur.
You, Jack. And
God bless you. Now,
thank you for having us on, so your listeners could hear what we have to say.
Thank you, brother. Okay, folks, that's it for tonight. Hope to be back with you tomorrow night, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.